Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This summer, the world's best tennis players are coming back to Cincinnati. The Cincinnati Open returns August 8th through the 23rd. Bigger than ever, with new fan spaces, incredible food, drinks, and entertainment all in one place. Voted Tournament of the Year by the players themselves. Community Weekend starts August 8th. Finals weekend, August 22nd and 23rd. Get your tickets now at CincinnatiOpen.com.
Something is going to happen to this man that will seem to have killed any normal man.
I have like an idea, I just don't.
You have to understand how things are up here.
And yet he will live through it, and people will think that it's miraculous in some way. We don't know any more than that.
God bless the United States. Yeah, the new world order. The Republic shall prevail. Goodbye.
What'd you see?
What the frick is that?
What? It's behind that tree.
Nana, what is that?
All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the 21CD podcast. As always, I am your ghost, John. We have another fun episode for you today. We're getting back into the conversation of cryptids. And before we get going, I just want to remind you guys, please give me a like and a follow, maybe even a share, some hype points, or a five-star rating if this is the type of content that you like to consume, because by you guys doing that, that's the only way that this show grows, and I greatly appreciate it. If you want live shows and bonus content and stuff like that, I got some memberships on YouTube. I've also got a website, 21cdstudios.com, where you can go to submit your own stories. If you've got a cool one that you think would be good on the show, I can review it and see if it's something that we are looking for. Right now, I'm really interested in gate program stuff, MK Ultra stuff like that, but there's really no limit to what I will be discussing on this show. So if that sounds like something you're interested in, head on over there. We got some merch too. So anyway, today we're going to be getting into this cryptid known as the Hide Behind, which I originally saw as sort of a short film on YouTube. I heard about this Hide Behind critter as a through a short film on YouTube, and I was like, well, that's creepy as hell. I wonder if that's if that has any historical backing to it. And sure enough, the Hide Behind is a nocturnal, fearsome critter from American folklore that preys upon humans that wander in the woods. And it has been blamed for disappearances of early loggers when they failed to return to camp back in the earlier days of this country, about the 1930s and whatnot. The Hide Behind is said to be able to conceal itself. When an observer attempts to look directly at it, the creature can quickly hide behind an object or behind the observer even, and can very rarely actually be directly seen, which is one of the most eerie components of a cryptid. When you're looking for the cryptid and for some reason you just can't get a visual on it, you kind of know where it is, you kind of know that it's there, but you just can't see it. I feel like I've been in this situation myself out in the woods, especially involving the encounter that I had on episode, that I talked about on episode one of this show. The Hide Behind supposedly uses this ability to stalk human prey without being observed and to attack them, of course, without warning. Victims, which mainly seem to have been lumberjacks, but not only lumberjacks, it's just this is kind of a lumberjack story, which makes sense because lumberjacks in the early days would have been out in the woods quite often, cutting down trees and whatnot. And the creature is said to subsist chiefly upon the intestines of its victims and has a severe aversion to alcohol, which is kind of considered a sufficient repellent to the hide behind. Other sources say that the hide behind makes hissing noises, such as a viper would, which I find kind of coincidental considering also in the account that has come to be known as Wendigo Woods. It has been popularized as the Wendigo Woods encounter online, my encounter that I had in episode one of this show, and the encounter that I was on Monster Quest telling the story of. One of the people who was there who was corroborating the story said that he heard sort of a hissing growl, which now I'm wondering if I experienced something entirely different than at first I thought I experienced. But I was kind of, I don't know, intrigued to read that. Tales of the hide behind may have been used as some kind of explanation of strange noises in the forest at night. So maybe there's any other number of critters that could have been making that sound, and the hide behind was just kind of blamed for it. But early accounts do describe the hide behinds as large, powerful animals, despite the fact that nobody was really able to see them, which is interesting, usually because of the damage that was allegedly left behind. Pardon the pun. Hide behinds are very dangerous animals. They're found throughout American logging country. They're primarily in the northern United States, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan, and into Canada. But pretty much the entire border region between Canada and the United States is where these things are said to be. It gets its name, of course, as you might expect, from hiding behind things. And even though some people say, well, nobody has ever seen a hide behind, people who think they have seen a hide behind say that it takes a special kind of sight to be able to see them. It takes a special kind of know-how to even know where to look for one or to know if you're being observed by one. Walking upright and standing about 6 feet tall, it has a slender body that is supposedly covered in long black fur that is thick enough that its front and back are interchangeable, and its face, if it has one, is completely unknown. It's a very bizarre thing to imagine because this thing can hide behind even the skinniest trees. There's something about it that is almost shapeshifter-like. It has no real defined form. The hide behind seems to be able to change sort of unexplainably, supposedly armed with bear-like claws, and the tail is kind of like that of a French sheepdog and is held curled upwards. It's been described variously as canine, as wraith-like, or even humanoid, and this diversity of opinion might result from the hide behind being able to rapidly change its shape, which it does to conceal itself behind tree trunks or beside log piles of different sizes. It's far more likely to be heard than seen because people are able to report rustling through the underbrush as they're being followed, as it races from tree to tree. That's not because the beast is shy, quite the opposite. On the contrary, the hide behind is actually it's considered a very deadly hunter. And the primary reason that it avoids being seen is so that it can sneak up on its potential victims. It is a stalker. It is a hunting creature. And the monster has also been linked to the disappearances of many pioneers, as well as loggers, whom it is suspected of devouring entirely. But like I said before, with a special love for the intestines. I was going to say something until I completely spaced, but when I was researching stories of the hide behind, one of the interesting things that came up was the Leshy from Russian folklore. The Leshy, believe it or not, was one of the most likely culprits for masquerading as this hide behind. Or maybe I should say it the other way around. The hide behind is a disguise of the Leshy. The Leshy is basically this kind of forest shape-shifting spirit from Russian folklore, A lot of people see the Leshy as very similar in appearance to the Wendigo. In a lot of stories, it has antlers. Sometimes it's a great beast. Sometimes it's sort of a forest wizard type entity. It's been called a ghoul. It's been called a spirit. It's been called a hunter. It is very dangerous, a very dangerous creature. A lot of the times, the Leshy looks like a tree. It looks like a plant, but can shapeshift into other types of beings as well, such as bears, deer, and wolves and stuff like that. And so it shares a lot of similarities with this hide-behind creature, which has prompted some researchers to believe that maybe the hide-behind is a Leshy. The first written reports of the hide-behind appear in Henry H. Tryon's Fearsome Critters, which is written in 1939. And I know critters is kind of like a silly word that we use nowadays, but back then it was just a word for beasts of the woods. But in these reports that Tryon wrote, they confirm its aggressive disposition and adds that it can endure for up to 7 years, it would seem, without food. Although, of course, it prefers not to do so. 7 years is kind of an interesting number. It's kind of a prophetic number. Subsequently, the hide-behind receives notice in 20th century newspapers and magazines from people who relay how they heard it, and in a few cases, glimpsed the hide-behind as well. More recently, in the Grand Haven Tribune in Michigan, an eyewitness reported encounters from 2000 all the way to 2007. And these contemporary dispatches are consistent with those of the past and suggesting that even though this creature is difficult to discern, it does indeed stalk behind outdoor wanderers. Even though most people say that the hide behind is virtually impossible to see, brief looks at the thing do confirm that it has this wild, really long black fur that covers its entire body. Some people report fiery red eyes, while other people report it doesn't really look like anything. It looks like a shadow, and that's one of the reasons that it is allegedly invisible, is because you don't know you're looking at it even when you look at it. I don't know if you guys have seen that blackest black paint. There's this paint that absorbs more light than any other paint on the planet. I think it's called the blackest black. And when you look at it, there's no shine, there's no reflection, and so it literally just looks like a void. And people describe the hide behind as kind of looking like that. Like I said before, this thing can hide behind the skinniest trees in the forest. So that makes people believe that this hide behind is so narrow that it can hide behind these trees. But I personally think that it is possible that this thing is partially in another dimension, or maybe even a creature that sort of like an iguana, almost. Like it can disguise itself against a background that makes it nearly impossible. If it's real, I don't know. Have you guys had any hide behind encounters? This is my first time really giving this a real look, so I don't really have a true theory on it, but I did find it fascinating enough to obviously make an episode about. So maybe this can explain a lot of encounters that other people have been having. But no matter how fast you move, this thing can apparently move faster than you. You can go ahead and try your hardest to whirl around and catch a glimpse of it, but for some reason it will always be one step ahead of you, or behind you, I should say, and be able to dodge out of sight behind a tree. They are extremely patient stalkers, with people reporting being stalked for miles by these things, which makes me feel like if these stories are true, this is kind of a demonic entity, because there's very few, if any, creatures in nature that prefer human flesh. You know, that's one of those things that's really interesting about the animal kingdom. There are some animals like lions and bears and stuff that will kill humans and eat them even, but and like alligators and stuff like that. But there's very few that particularly prefer. I don't even know if there are any creatures that actually prefer humans, that stalk humans specifically to kill and devour them because they like the taste of human flesh. So, if this creature is actually displaying this characteristic, that kind of makes it, in a way, appear more demonic to me. The stories of the Hide Behind and the alleged attacks of these things describe how its hooked claws are used to essentially disembowel people. And when it attacks, it sort of jumps out from its hiding place and emits this terrifying laugh. And sometimes the Hide Behind's laughter is enough to scare prey to death before they are ripped open. Again, now I'm catching some nods to the Wendigo story. How sometimes this thing is described as being so fearsome that it will actually stop a victim's heart.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
New England summers don't exactly ease you in. One minute the windows are open, the next your apartment feels unbearable. Well, meet Windmill Air. Windmill window ACs are sleek, they're quiet, and cool your space fast without the bulky eyesore. Rated the number one easiest AC to install, Windmill lets you adjust temperatures right from your phone and, unlike traditional units, cools your room more evenly like central air. Shop Windmill online at windmillair.com or pick up an AC at your nearest Target or Home Depot. Windmill, modern air care your room deserves.
People who have seen the Hide Behind say that the creature's arms and legs are very long and thin, kind of like a crawler, and its clawed hands can grab victims surprisingly quickly, even though the creature itself doesn't look that strong. The way that the Hide Behind acts shows that this is a very smart and patient predator. It's not some mindless beast. And folklore does say that the creature only goes after people who are alone. And it is smart enough to sort of wait for the right time to attack when no one else is around to see it. Some stories say that the creature eats human flesh solely, while others say that it eats fear itself, or maybe even the life force of its victims, leaving behind only empty clothes and tools. And this was a 1978 account. So now we're hearing some missing 411 details up in this mix, when you think about it, because we've got these missing 411 stories of clothes and tools being left behind, which often prompts the question, what causes somebody to get naked when they're lost in the woods and disappear completely? Sometimes the clothes are even left in a neatly folded pile, right? So we have these stories of the Hide Behind that seem to bear a lot of characteristics of a lot of different legendary creatures and a lot of other phenomenon that occur in the woods, such as missing 411. And the stories about the Hide Behind appear to go beyond just monster stories, because they also include different ways to protect yourself and find it. So the lumberjacks who would go out in the woods thought that by drinking alcohol, they could keep the creature away because it doesn't like the smell of liquor. And this made it easy for them to drink in the camps. So some people say, well, the lumberjacks were only using this as a story to get drunk before work. Meanwhile, though, some people believe that the Hide Behind couldn't cross running water. And others said that the only real protection from the Hide Behind was to stay in groups and always be on the lookout, and that the alcohol thing was just some sort of story made up by the lumberjacks so that they could be drunk at work. But some logging camps came up with rituals like always working in pairs or looking behind trees before passing them. And these are probably good for safety, even if there were no supernatural threats. But this creature was also linked to explaining the disappearances of lumberjacks who wandered off and were never found again. And maybe this story was more comforting than the truth about fatal accidents, getting lost in huge forests, or giving into the elements, or missing 411 stories that have never been reported. Who knows? But some people have claimed that it is simply a gangly black shadow and that it has no fur at all. It's not really a physical creature at all. It is more of a demonic sort of presence that has no real form and can only be visualized as a shadow. But even if you were to go grab this thing, you would be unable to get a hold of it. And others say that it can take the form of a person, occasionally even being described as kind of a skeletal old woman. Maybe one of these witches of the woods that we discuss once in a while on this show. Maybe some kind of, like I said before, some kind of shapeshifter. If it didn't have a distinct physical form, that would make sense. It would make sense how it would be able to hide behind even the skinniest trees. I'm able to hide behind the skinniest trees because I'm a skinny guy. But this thing, if it doesn't have form, that would make it much easier to disguise itself. The Native Americans told about the hide behind too, the most dreaded of strange forest animals, according to some natives. Everyone knew that they often follow travelers through the woods, so if a person was afraid of them and kept looking back, the hide behind would continue to torment them into a state of panic. And the old woodsmen said that the only way to overcome the fear of the hide behind was to completely ignore them. Which makes you wonder if the hide behind is an element of psychological torment that a sort of a person brings upon themselves when they're experiencing the feeling of Oz, which is when you're just being watched in general, the feeling of being watched in general in the woods that a lot of people say is sort of part of the human's evolution. Something that our ancestors passed down through our DNA to warn us when we are being stalked in the woods, a sort of survival instinct. When I'm experiencing these moments where I'm feeling the feeling of Oz, the sensation of Oz, or like I'm being watched, because I spend a lot of time in the woods myself, and a lot of times I am alone in the woods. Most of the time I'm camping alone in the woods. And when I experience this feeling of being not alone, I usually take a break. I don't just ignore the feeling because I understand that there are many things in the woods besides me. And one of the most important realizations that anybody should have when they are in the woods is that everything in the woods knows you're there. It's the same kind of feeling when somebody has been in your house or somebody is in your house and you can just feel the difference in the air. You can just kind of tell that something is not as you left it. It's this interesting trait that humans have where it's kind of like, and it's not just humans, obviously it's the animal kingdom as well. It's this feeling that there is an abnormality in the environment. And so everything in the forest senses that when you are in the forest. And so typically, if I am experiencing this feeling of being in danger because I do not feel alone, and I don't know if it's because there's a hunter in a tree stand, a wildcat behind the next bush, or perhaps something that I don't even understand at all, I'm going to either set up camp or I'm going to take a break. Usually with my back against a tree, kind of observing my surroundings and just waiting for either the feeling to pass or for me to confirm that this is a dangerous situation, in which case I have to determine what happens next. And in some of these stories, the hide behind doesn't disappear when you just ignore it, as this guy says. In some of these stories, The hide behind will actually immobilize you by gashing you just enough so that you can't fight back, and then it will drag you back to their dwelling and devour you. But some just say this is a master manipulator creature. It is constantly driving up your fear and anxiety so that when you finally turn around and see it, you actually have a heart attack or die of fright. Just like we said about the Wendigo, how the Wendigo will sometimes cause people to have heart attacks, according to these legends, and die, and then they will be consumed upon their death. Which is, and the Wendigo is obviously considered a demon of Native American lore. It is a literal devil. So in that situation, if the hide behind is kind of like a Wendigo in that way, this is another example of a forest demon, one of those demons, those rogue entities that is in the woods that doesn't necessarily have a real, how would you say, it doesn't really have a real category, except that it is an element of the spirit realm that wanders through the woods, finds victims, and torments them, and if possible, possesses them or kills them. I found a couple hide behind encounter stories, and as with all the stories that I find online, they are true until proven false, right? Some just seemed like they weren't real at all. There was one guy who was talking about how he was some kind of cryptid hunter, and the hide behind was one of those cryptids that seemed impossible to kill, who wasn't exactly sure how to kill it like he had killed other cryptids. And so obviously I ignored that story simply because there's certain details of people's encounters sometimes that just make them so unbelievable that it's like, well, I'm obviously not going to tell that story, because if you are bagging and tagging cryptids, as you say, let me see them, put them up online, give humanity the answers that they've been looking for thousands of years. But some of these other stories seem more like your regular encounter stories. One of these goes, I saw a skinny humanoid creature in the woods, covered in long black hair before sunrise. There was just enough light to see this thing run behind a tree at unfathomable swiftness. I froze and waited for it to come out. It never moved, so I ran home. This is my first time hearing of a hide behind, but it fits almost too well. I also took photos on a couple of separate occasions of footprints that are not of any animal in North Carolina. There were three deep dots of what I assumed to be claws in the footprints. At the time, I assumed they were bear prints, but after, I realized how wrong I was. I saw the creature back in 2017. Another encounter story goes like this. Whenever my brother and I came home late for dinner, our dad would tell us about the hide-behinds that he was seeing. These creatures, he would say, would follow hikers as they walked through the woods. At the crack of a branch, you'd turn around, but there would be nothing there. Then, out of the corner of your eye, you might see a dark shape sprint behind a tree. Soon, your paranoia escalates, and you're running through the woods. But there is no escape, he would say. The hide behind would follow you until your heart stopped from fright. And I believed him, the child that I was. For a while, I'd never stay in the woods for too long or too late, and I was never late for dinner. But I soon grew out of such fantasies. There were other real dangers of the woods to fear. Getting lost or preyed upon by bears, for instance. The hide behind seemed immature now. Yet every now and then, when I'd linger in the woods after twilight, a dark shape darting behind a tree would catch my eye. For an instant, my heart would skip a beat, but I dismissed them as deer or, like I said before, simply paranoia. I didn't want to believe it. I should have listened to my instincts. There's a reason people have this innate fear of the woods. There is a reason we feel like something is following us when we hike home after dark. Like my childhood nightmares come to life, I found myself lost in the woods one day as the sun went down. I walked as fast as I could through the thick woods, trying to get my bearings. I ended up doubling back just to catch a glimpse of something behind a tree. Perhaps that was the right way after all. I turned around and continued. faster and faster, I looked back, and there it was again. But this time, it lingered in the open just for a second longer before disappearing behind the trees. Now I began running. My heart raced. The thorns of the brush tore at my legs. I needed to go faster and faster, but my legs were on fire. They couldn't take me any further. I prayed for it all to be over. I don't know how I survived that night or what willpower kept me going, but somehow I evaded that terrible creature until sunrise, when I got back to civilization. It was a while before I went into the woods again, obviously. There's a reason people fear the woods. These creatures, these incarnations of paranoia, they've haunted humans for as long as we have walked in the forest. My advice to anyone in the woods after dark is to not look behind you and to just keep going. See, these are the stories that are really interesting to me because they line up really well with missing 411 accounts, where the people are who are lost, who go missing, are very hard to track, that even the dogs have a hard time doing it. They're doubling back, they're going the same place multiple times, they are performing in bizarre manners, they are behaving erratically and chaotically. Of course, I've been lost in the woods. Back when I was in the Army, I did this really intense training exercise where they sort of drop you in the middle of the forest and you have to find a certain number of points and geotag them. And then by doing that, you will eventually find your way out of the woods. This was a pretty intense training that I did get lost at one point during. And so I understand the feeling of being somewhere that you have no idea where you are, and you don't really know which direction to go to get away from that place and back to somewhere you recognize. And I have to say, I never once thought to do some of the things that these people who see shadows think to do. I never once felt like I was being stalked by demons or some things in the woods. But in a lot of these missing 411 stories, they behave in ways that suggest some type of interference with their psychology, some type of interference with normal human behavior.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Such as appears to be an element of the hide behind, the removal of their clothes, okay? The absorption of their entire body. The people, they should be findable in these missing 411 stories. Sometimes they're like not even that deep into the wilderness. And they're in a designated park. They're on a designated trail that is frequently traveled by people. And they disappear entirely. It appears as if they are absorbed. I once came up with this concept for a creature that could explain this type of disappearance. And because you guys kind of know how I am with the aliens, I don't really believe in alien abductions in the traditional sense, as science fiction would have me believe them in. But in some of these missing 411 stories, these people just go missing with no explanation whatsoever, or their bones are found completely dry without any flesh on them, and it's like one bone, it's like one skull or something like that, but nothing else. And sure, you can say, well, obviously the rest of their body was dragged off by animals, but if you've spent any time in the woods and you've actually observed how carcasses are torn apart and scattered by wild animals, you would know that that's not necessarily the most logical answer, in my opinion. Of course, this is all just my opinion. It's my show. I can say whatever the fuck I want. But in my opinion, I've seen a lot of animals, their bodies be torn apart and fed upon by the forest and whatever is in it. And they don't always look like the remains that are found in a lot of these missing 411 cases. And so I came up with this concept of this creature or this experience that these people might go through where they are actually absorbed or being absorbed by this creature and liquidated, essentially, or taken somewhere else entirely somehow. And the hide behind seems to display some of the characteristics of one such creature. Also, the way that they cause people to panic and go into this fear that causes them to behave irrationally is kind of similar to a lot of these situations that victims of missing 411 cases find themselves engaging in, where they just behave erratically and they behave in abnormal fashions that cause them to run hither and thither, go in circles, leave their belongings behind, get lost for abnormal amounts of time, go up and down trails that they know they didn't take originally, climb up the cliff instead of go down the cliff. You know, like if you're lost on a lower level, trying to go up somewhere instead of just continuing on the level that you always were on in the first place. Obviously, going up is going to require more energy. And yet, these people in these situations often perform these fatal mistakes. And if they are being stalked by some sort of nearly invisible creature in the forest that they can only just barely see out of the corner of their eye in their peripheral, that does cause people to lose their minds. As somebody who feels like they have been stalked by people in the woods, by actual people, then I kind of get the fear that that instills in somebody. So if you don't know if it's a human being and you're feeling stalked in the woods, that could be definitely an explanation for a lot of this missing 411 stuff. And there doesn't have to be footprints. There doesn't have to be proof. It's all psychological, perhaps because there are forest demons who aren't necessarily physical, but are visible. That was quite a tangent. I'm sorry, everybody. Here's another encounter story. I've actually seen a hide behind, or a shadow being, as I call them. I live alone in different woodlands. Basically, I live in a tent, and I have done it for a few years now. I've had three paranormal encounters deep, deep in the woods. I camp in some woodlands that are miles from other humans, and I'm always alone. I live alone. I don't have access to psychedelics. Caffeine is my only drug. One thing you should never do is acknowledge these things with speech, I've learned. It became a bit fascinating with me. It would move my stuff around and play with it when I was asleep. I've since moved many miles from that particular forest. If you shine a light on them, they just become a shadow. It's like they are the darkness itself. But if you talk to them and stand your ground, they get impatient and will peep around the trees at you. They have no face. They are just like an animated shadow. If you chase them or move forward to the tree they are hiding behind, they move to another tree and are extremely fast. They don't move like we do. They seem to become or are the shadows themselves. I set up a trip light at the front of my tent 2 feet from the ground with a motion sensor, high enough that mice could not set it off, and you had to be 2 to 3 feet away to break the beam on the sensor, so no deer or owl in the distance could set this thing off. I positioned it at the door of my tent all night, and it tripped the light on, off, on, off. Every time I unzipped the tent, there was nothing there. No mice, no foxes or badgers, just nothing. I'd close the tent and 10 seconds later, the light would be back on, and then it would go off and on and off, like it was walking around my tent. It was crazy. I'm a generally fearless person. I don't really get frightened, and I think that's why it was interested in me, because I chased it and would talk to it. I had a feeling somehow that it was a female. I didn't necessarily feel threatened. I don't really have fear, like I said. I wanted to talk to it. It only creeped me out as I knew it was there. Everything in your body tells you that it's there. It starts with that feeling like you're being watched, which I rarely ever get when I'm camping. But that was the first sign that something was lurking, always at night. I had a 1,000 lumen head torch, and that's how I could see it peeping. I've only ever seen this hide-behind creature twice in the woods. The other two encounters are for another time. So, that's an interesting concept too. Shadow people in the woods. A lot of people have shadow person experiences in their homes. Shadow people tend to be reported in environments that are dirty, messy, cluttered. Shadow people prefer chaos. Shadow people are often sighted around the Hat Man. Shadow people are reported during sleep paralysis episodes, which has prompted some people to believe that they are somehow involved in these alien abduction stories. And so too, you know, recently we talked about NPCs in the forest, these non-player characters, these humanoid non-humans that are in the forest. So it's interesting to hear the hide behind being thought of as a shadow person that is in the woods. Because if we're going to believe that they are in civilized environments, if we're going to believe that they are in our habitations, why would they not be in the forest? It's definitely something to consider. One of the things that I've been telling people lately is that demons and the spirit realm and angels and all of these things, we know there's a hierarchy, right? We know because the Bible tells us so. And we know that there are things that we can't see. We literally have no concept of the number of these things that we can't see. We have no concept of how many different types there are or how they relate to each other in every situation. I personally believe that there is an entire, if you want to think of the animal kingdom, I personally believe that there is an entire animal kingdom, if you will, a tree like the animal kingdom with all these branches of different spiritual entities. And some of them are the birds of the realm, some of them are the fish of the realm, some of them are the deer of the realm, and some of them, such as angels and demons and stuff like that, they are sort of like the humanoids of the realm, where they are the kind of like the top of the food chain of that realm, etc. And I don't know how the hybrids or the djinn or all of these different spiritual creatures fit into all of this. The Nephilim, I don't know how they fit into this kingdom, but they're not. It's not always as simple as all the demons are on the same side, all the angels are on the same side, and there's a spiritual battle for your soul or whatever, your body. I think that a lot of times these creatures fight with each other, these creatures hunt each other, these creatures destroy each other. There's a lot of inter-spiritual kingdom battles and maybe even hunting, stuff like that. I don't know, like, it just feels like these things are not always just out to get humanity. It feels like a lot of the time, these things are existing on their own within environments, and it's not necessarily until a human arrives that a human begins to have an experience with that being. But in that situation, you could think of a portion of the woods as what a spiritual entity would consider its zone of habitation. And if a human walks into that realm, into that zone, then perhaps they are going to have an encounter. But if they never did, then the creature, the spiritual entity, the shadow figure, the hide behind, whatever you want to call it, it would have just kept going on business as usual. Another boring, mundane day. Just something to think about. Here's our last encounter story here. Back when I was 14 years old, my friends and I had an end-of-summer bonfire. It was just a way to sort of have a last hurrah before summer parties and late video game nights were over, and we were back to early school classes and homework. Anyway, there were about seven of us. if I remember correctly, and we played some video games like Halo, but we also went outside and had a bonfire. My parents' house was next to a big stretch of woods that, honestly, I never explored too much in my childhood. But while making s'mores and talking about random stuff, we got the idea to play a form of hide and seek in the woods. Two people hide, and the other five have to go search for them. If you find them, you scream, "I found the witch." Then everyone has to dash back to the fire pit, which was the safe zone. If one of the two people hiding tagged you before you reached the fire pit, you had to hide and were it. Anyway, we played for about 30 minutes and it was a ton of fun. To be honest, I wasn't scared and never felt anything creepy until the very last round of the game. I was looking for my friends hiding and I split up from everyone else. My eyes had finally adjusted more to the night and the moonlight was hidden behind the clouds that had just begun to come out. I heard a strange clicking sound and started heading that way to investigate. I'm looking straight ahead and honestly, I'm shocked. Clear as day, I saw someone hiding behind a tree. Like, obviously. In my mind, I waited a second, almost out of pity, to give whoever it was hiding a chance to sort of readjust. Looking back now, the shadow was way too tall and didn't fit the build of any 13-year-old, at least none of my friends. But I started cheating a few steps back toward the fire pit and let out a bellowing, "I found the witch." I looked back, expecting to see one of my friends chasing after me. I saw the shadow flinch, but it tucked itself further behind the tree. As I got back to the fire pit, everyone was confused. They asked me how I could have seen them. They were hiding nowhere near where I came out from. I thought they were just messing with me, but a couple of other friends confirmed their story as they witnessed them exiting the woods far from where I was at. I was speechless. I told them about what I saw, and it freaked a few of them out, so we only stayed outside a little while longer and then eventually went back inside to sleep. It wasn't until years later that I read about the hide behind. It immediately brought this memory back to me. I don't know if that could be what I saw, it's hard to tell, but with any of this stuff, you never really know. The clicking sound is interesting. We're seeing another nod to a different type of cryptid, the rake or the crawler, which often is said to make a clicking sound. You know, it is also said to be tall and gaunt, right? As the hide behind has been described. It makes me wonder, you know, originally I mentioned the Leshy and how the Leshy is sort of this forest demon spirit shapeshifter being that can take on any number of forms, that sometimes has skin like the bark of a tree that is partially plant, partially something else. It makes me wonder if the hide behind is sort of a explanation for everything that is encountered in the woods. The hide behind is one more, it's like the shadow form of a lot of cryptid sightings. A lot of people who don't necessarily get a good view of the cryptid that they think is stalking them or that they see in the woods, they report something that sounds like this hide behind. And yet the hide behind also seems to describe or be described as, be described with, I guess I should say, many of the attributes that a lot of other cryptids have. Could all of these sightings be the same entity in different forms? Who knows? Could all of these sightings have something to do with the same spiritual being? Is it a forest demon? Or are all of these different creatures? Or is the hide behind just an easy explanation for something that is unexplainable and not fully seen? Thanks for listening, everybody. The life is in the blood.